A comedy troupe is coming to Salt Lake City, and all four members have Asperger's syndrome, a form of autism. KUER's Andrea Smart and talk with them on the phone on their way to their next gig.
They're called Asperger's RS. When I talked to them, they were driving from Chicago to Lawrence, Kansas. They pulled over at a cornfield and apologized in advance for corny jokes. But Noah Britton assures me they really are funny. Fellow comedian New Michael Injimi backs him up.
My mom laughed at the show yesterday. She laughed at least once. So, you know, that was a big success.
Yeah, that was the first time he's made her laugh since the womb. So.
I was tickling her from the inside.
Yeah, he's gotten over his tendency towards physical comedy.
My timing was a little premature back then. Yeah.
Asperger's syndrome is often associated with a kind of literal-mindedness that can make it hard to pick up on social cues. So it might be surprising that these four men want to be comedians. Ethan Finland says when they met at a summer camp about 10 years ago, they realized they were all really funny, at least to each other.
Well, a lot of the time it's harder for someone with Asperger's to pick up on a joke that a neurotypical person would make. But what that really means is that their sense of humor is more likely to be different.
Jack Hankey says their troupe doesn't enjoy making fun of people. They like to focus on wordplay and absurdism with a classic deadpan delivery.
A lot of people assume that everyone on the spectrum has a bit of yellow stuff stuck between their right nostril and their mouth, whereas actually it's just Noah right now and he hasn't noticed it.
I'm saving that for later.
Did you see that, Andrea?
Yeah, did I get it, Andrea?
I can only imagine.
Well, just trust me. We all look really, really good.
Asperger's R Us performs Monday night at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.